very first Inside the Glass of 2025 when we taste fantastic drinks from Calgary Co-op Wine Spirits Beer. Inside the Glass is brought to you by Calgary Co-op Wine Spirits Beer. Enjoy member exclusive savings on your favorite sips. Visit coopwinespiritsbeer.com. In the house from the Crowfoot location, Kevin Shorath. Welcome to the first Inside the Glass of 2025.
Thanks for having me.
You must be so happy that the chaos of the holidays is over, and as a sommelier, you can have a little bit of a chance to breathe now.
Yes, January slows down for us quite a bit.
And so you got through all of the Christmas and just the holiday partying and the New Year's Eve, and now you can just go, whew.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, nice and easy. It's just time to chill.
Is that why you brought this drink? Because now you can sit at home and relax and put this on ice or put it in your coffee?
Yeah, in your coffee or even on ice cream is always a good thing to do. So this is Amarula, and Amarula is a cream liqueur, not unlike Bailey's, mm-hmm. but this comes from South Africa. And the way that this one is made, they actually use a very particular fruit from a tree called a marula tree.
Okay.
They use the marula fruit. They ferment it, distill it, make a, essentially like a brandy from this marula fruit, age it for 2 years, and then they use it to make this cream liqueur.
It is, I'm very honest about these drinks, it is flipping heavenly is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
You could down this whole bottle very, very quickly because it's very smooth.
Very, yeah. I mean, again, it's like Bailey's. It just has a very different flavor profile. It's definitely mm-hmm. much fruitier than Bailey's is, right? Bailey's has like almost like this chocolatey, creamy kind of thing.
Yeah.
There, this has a fruit note to it for sure.
I also feel it's a little bit lighter than a Bailey's.
Yep.
A little bit lighter?
I would say so.
Yeah.
They're about the same alcohol percentage. This is 17% as well, just like Bailey's is. But I mean, Bailey's is the original mm-hmm. cream liqueur. They were the first ones on the market. So
what I like about this, though, is because now with all the other cream liqueurs, too, now they're all getting fancied and they're different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
This just tastes like pure sweetness.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And it's not overly sweet either. I find it to be kind of just well balanced. And if you are a person who really likes Bailey's, that sort of thing, give this a go. It's a completely different style of cream liqueur, and it's very, very tasty.
I like it. So three ways, right? On ice.
Yep.
In a coffee.
Yep.
On ice cream.
Yep.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I would all three of those. Very, very good way to do it. They recommend on their website to drink it on ice.
They do.
Typically with a view.
Well, I mean, some of our best restaurants in this city are in parking lots, and the patio is a view of a parking lot. A view is what you make of it, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How much does this little darling go for?
I believe it's about $35 a bottle for a regular size bottle.
Yeah.
This is the half bottle that I brought here, so about half that.
Okay, that's doable.
Yep.
I thought this was going to be way more than that.
No, it's around the same price as Bailey's. It's not crazy expensive.
I also like this because for anyone who has spent the past couple of weeks doing a lot of dinners mm-hmm. and wine and drinks, then this is just like a little something you can have to yourself on the last weekend before the chaos starts again.
Exactly. Liquid dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of cool, too, because there's a very noticeable elephant on the label.
Yes.
And the whole story with that is that elephants really like this fruit. So when it's ripe and when it starts falling from the tree, they basically come from thousands of miles away to eat this fruit.
Okay, the bottle, the story, the elephants also make it a lovely gift.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of my favorites that I was going to say that you brought this year, but it's 2 days into the year, that you've brought since we've been doing this segment.
Yeah.
I really, really like this. And I like that you can do it if you are kind of into Bailey's or even if, I would even say if you're not sure about Bailey's or you think Bailey's is not your thing. There is something unique about the taste of this that I would say give her a go.
Yep, it's what it's made with is that marula fruit.
When you are a sommelier in January and you get a bit of a breather and you can have this, say it again.
Amarula.
Amarula fruit. What else is the big thing right now? Is it just personal, private holiday moments that you're still doing, or what are you still busy with in January?
For me, it's wine club, getting all set up for the new calendar of events to start, which for some of our locations is in 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I have my first event at the end of the month. I'm doing a stand-up tasting called the Great Italian Wine Encounter, and there's going to be about 13-14 producers in town from Italy that are going to be there pouring their wines.
Really?
And that's happening at Crowfoot on Saturday the 25th between 11 and 2 p.m.
How do you get in? How do you get tickets? What's the dealio?
If you go to co-op winesforyoursbeer.com, you can click on events. You can sign up through there, or you could also go to Show Pass, which is what we have all of our ticketing through.
Yeah.
So you can go there as well and sign up.
That sounds fun and fancy.
Yeah, it's free. That one's free. So you just need to sign up online so that we have a head count.
And then as soon as that's done, then we get into the season of love with Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's crazy how quickly that comes.
I know. Well, it does. It feels like you want to get into your holidays and you want to have the fun of Christmas. Then it comes to a roaring stop. And then all of a sudden you blink and you are into February and all the decorations and everything up again.
Yeah. The fact that it's 2025 already is just bizarre.
I know.
So here we are.
Do you know, did you see the story today that people born yesterday or today are Gen Beta? They have a whole new distinction for themselves.
Did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
2025 to 2039 are Gen Beta-ers.
Okay, there you go.
So they're fancy and they get their own classification.
Nice.
Okay, tell the wine. I say wine so often because it's what I drink. Tell the drink name one more time.
Okay, this is Amarula Cream Liqueur, and it is available at pretty much every co-op.
If you want this, shoot me a text. I will send you the spelling because it is beautiful and it does have a very pretty elephant on the front as well. Mm-hmm. Kevin Shorath, Crowfoot Sommelier, always a pleasure to chat. And this one, 100% buying.
Cool. Awesome. Happy New Year.